Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Well, I sort of had a con, but I'm out on the road again. I'm on the road again.
Welcome back, 17 to the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Penny Garbus is our guest, our new friend, co-founder of Soaring Eagle Consulting, Inc. You want to give us a website, Penny?
SoaringEagle.biz.
SoaringEagle.biz. So check that out, folks. And we're talking about ransomware. Now, in the previous segment, we were talking about all the different things that could be motivating people to do ransomware or where it's coming from, and the fact that they're going down market. They're not just trying to catch the big hospitals or the governments or Sony or Amazon. They're going down market to Billy Joe Bob and Lorraine's distribution company on Main Street, Sheboygan, Wisconsin, right?
Absolutely.
So what does someone have to do? What mistakes would people make to invite a ransomware attack on themselves?
Well, the first thing that comes to mind is most people do go, you know, they get their new computer, they'll put virus software on there, and they'll have a firewall for their own internal Wi-Fi, but they won't always allow updates. And it's very important these days to, even though it's a pain in the neck, trust me, I know, to allow Microsoft and your virus protection software to update.
Right.
Go ahead, and before you do anything else this morning, I had to restart my computer twice. And
wow.
I actually run on two computers, and I had to restart them both because of this new Bad Rabbit ransomware.
Right. So folks, it's natural for us to think that Microsoft or whoever is just trying to put a new layer of their control on us. And there may be some of that in there, but probably more than likely it's a new patch they're wanting to upgrade you to prevent you from getting the latest software. It's their zero day attempt, isn't it?
Exactly. That's exactly it. As a matter of fact, our virus protection vendor said, by the way, we do have, if you run this update, we can protect you from the latest ransomware attack, which is the Bad Rabbit attack.
The Bad Rabbit attack, all right?
Yes.
What does that look like?
So that one is started in Russia and the Ukraine and has hit their infrastructure and their businesses. And what happens is you go to a website, which is another slight mistake people use, is you go to a website that looks like the site, but it has some changes in it.
Ah.
It's like a site you can trust, and then you download an Adobe Flash.
What
you think is an Adobe Flash,
right.
Software.
It tells you that your system isn't ready for this, so you need to download an update.
Exactly, like or an Adobe Flash file, so you can run Adobe.
Right.
You know, somebody sends you an Adobe
right.
file, you can run it. And that site might look a little off to you, might not look exactly like the site.
Right.
And or there might be a slight misspelling in the, you know, in the URL or
right.
whatever, and you go
yeah.
down up there and you download it, and all of a sudden you've just downloaded this virus.
Yeah.
And if you are on a network, this virus will spread from your computer to the person sitting next to you and will transfer all throughout the company.
Yeah.
So it's very infectious.
And so if you click on it, then and you download it, if Microsoft or the whoever's the operating system is or your security system, if they've updated, then they'll catch it, won't they?
They'll catch it, and if they catch it, they will tell you. By the way, we think that this is a virus. Don't
right.
download it.
Right.
Don't download it. I've done that once before.
Right. Believe Microsoft. Whoever your security company is. Believe them.
Right. Don't download it. Believe them, and then move on. You know. So do trust your software. I have a tendency not, like you said, I have a tendency not to trust the big guys
mm-hmm.
sometimes. And then I'll go, oh, no, they don't know what they're talking about. And then guess what? I did at one time download a virus. Luckily, my virus protection software did protect me again before I was an idiot and transferred it or whatever. But do trust them, especially in these times, and just move on and figure out that whatever that is that you thought was something good, don't open that file. Right. Don't save that file.
Is that the only way to get to get a ransomware in your system to download, to hit a download of some kind?
No, you can get, inside an email, if you open the email.
Ransomware is part of like a phishing type of an attempt.
Exactly. Normally you have to actually actively open up something.
Right.
You might inadvertently open up a file inside an email because you think it's from your friend, Jim.
They make it look really good, don't they?
They do, and they might just spell Jim with two M's. And then you don't catch it. Right.
Here's what bothers me, though, sometimes. I'm worried about this a little bit, and I've talked about this before, Penny. I'll do business with a company, say, that like yours, and I'll be expecting a response back from you, and I'll get one that'll look very much like yours. Do they know you and I've done business? Is that what they do? In other words, for example, if I order something and I'm expecting a delivery tracking email. I'll get one from FedEx from some of these guys, these bad guys, very soon after that. Do they know? Can they track it that close and just push one out of there so that you'll think it's them? I mean, you'll think it's the good guys?
You know, my suspicion is yes, because just like you said, I've seen things in my clutter.
Yeah.
That and luckily it went to clutter.
Penny, hold on to that thought. We're going to take a quick break, folks. We'll be right back. More to come with Penny Garber. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.